A new report finds Islamist, white nationalist, and other extremists on social media are bubbling with genocidal hate memes about Hindus. For regions with large Hindu communities like the San Francisco Bay Area, the real-world security concerns are substantial. As KQED's Rachel Miro reports from our Silicon Valley desk.
The report comes out of a new cyber social threat center at Rutgers University, and this particular research effort was led by graduating senior Prasidha Sudhakar.
Given that anti-Hindu disinformation is vastly understudied,
Rutgers students worked in collaboration with the Network Contagion Research Institute to identify explosive growth in anti-Hindu slurs and slogans in the U.S. starting last fall. This was on social media platforms you'd expect to foster extremism, like 4chan and Gab, but also mainstream platforms like Twitter, TikTok, and Telegram.
These very specific tropes are targeted right directly at Hindus, depicted as these like weird and dirty, disgusting people.
Sad to say, there's a spike in hate speech whenever someone rises to prominence from a community that's historically been the target of prejudice. One recent example comes from San Francisco back in November.
When Parag Agarwal was appointed as Twitter CEO, immediately there were rises in anti-Hindu disinformation on social media, spikes in certain ethnic slurs that were used specifically against him in particular.
But Sudhakar and her colleagues discovered something surprising about the anti-Hindu hate speech surge on the climb since last fall. Much of it can be tied to Iranian state-sponsored trolls keen to exploit long-standing tensions between Muslims and Hindus, Pakistanis and Indians. And also, the Iranian campaign borrows heavily from a playbook used against Jews online.
The common thread here is the use and abuse of social media.
John Farmer directs the Miller Center for Community Protection and Resilience at Rutgers, part of the collaboration that produced the report. He says recent attacks demonstrate that real-world violence commonly follows hateful memes, hashtags, and such. He adds Hindu temples need to reach out to groups already working to protect themselves, like Jews and Sikhs.
So that there's a clear chain of what happens. If something does come down, there's somebody detailed to respond to press inquiries, or somebody identified as their liaison to law enforcement. The threats can be mitigated, even if they can't be completely stopped. But the communities have to be more willing, I think, than they have been in the past to actually reach out to other faith communities and other vulnerable populations to find out what they've been doing.
What about content management on social media? Why are they so flat-footed, so unfamiliar with Hindu phobia? Experts at Rutgers and beyond agree tech platforms need to reach out directly to targeted communities of all kinds to become culturally competent and then expand what their machine learning software is looking for. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Miro in Menlo Park.